Philip Sample Peer, these are in queue. Today's date is 10/08/2022. Dictation is for Linda Vargas. Vargas spells V-A-R-G-A-S. Linda spells L-I-N-D-A. Date of birth is 08/11/1969. This is a 53-year-old young lady presented with pain and pressure in her face, runny nose, and sore throat, period. Patient stated this has been going on for over a week. She was seen at another facility where she was given some steroids to take for 3 days and said she has not improved, period. Next paragraph. Review system. Patient reports cough. Says cough is dry and unproductive. Patient reports, next line, patient reports painful swallowing / sore throat. Next paragraph. She reports runny nose, said discharge from her nose is clear. Next paragraph. Medication. Cephalexin. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Family history, negative. Next paragraph, surgical history, negative. Next paragraph, past medical history is negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 status is 97% at room air, blood pressure is 143/92, pulse 979, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph, nose congested with clear discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory, inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscle, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tendon, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, period. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephalic papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph. Lower extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute correction. Back to physical exam. Face, she has tender maxillary and frontal sinuses. Now, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1. Acute sinusitis. Assessment number 2. Acute rhinitis. Assessment number 3. Acute pharyngitis. / sore throat. Next paragraph. Patient is already on Keflax. She was advised to continue this medication. Today, I will go ahead and give her a Rocephin 1 gram IM and dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in clinic for an additional 15 or 20 minutes, after which she says she has no side effects from the medication and beginning to feel a little better, period. Next paragraph. She was sent home with Diflucan, 150 milligrams. She will take one pill daily for 2 days. This is because we have given her Rocephin today and she's already on Keflax. This increases the chance for a yeast infection. In the clinic today, we did the following test: flu, negative, COVID, negative. She was given a work excuse. She says she's a school bus driver and does not want to be among the kids. Feeling like this, she was given a work excuse for to return to work on 14th October 2022. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the station.